WTAW News Time is 6 after 8, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement continue to ask you to take steps to prevent property crimes. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there continues to be more vehicle burglaries than usual.
The majority of those are unlocked, so please lock your doors and hide anything that could be of value that would be interest a thief.
And watch out for suspicious activity as police continue to take reports of stolen tires and rims from parked vehicles. More changes are coming to parking for Blinn College students. Approval was given at the last Board of Trustees meeting to purchase computer software where students can go online to purchase permits, pay fines, and appeal tickets at all campuses. Director of Strategic Initiatives John O'Neill also says 150 parking spaces are being created on the Bryan campus, close to buildings where you pay by the hour.
A student who takes one Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, and assuming they go to class every day during the semester, but just pay for 1 hour, actually can save $104 over the year. And it's also been shown that the students do turn over those spots because a small portion of them have an incentive to get out of those spaces.
The new online registration is scheduled to begin in mid-August. It's the time of year where city and county governments and school boards are developing budgets for the fiscal year that starts October 1st. Bryan Mayor Jason Bielinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he has already been talking to staff.
We've already had a lot of projects that have been voted on by the council this past year that are pretty much going to take up those additional funds for the next fiscal year. You also have additional firefighters and police officers that we're going to be adding to the staff, and so there's ongoing maintenance and costs there.
The mayor is also monitoring what state lawmakers are proposing, including a bill that would require a supermajority to raise local property taxes. The White House says analysts want to review whether the Islamic State group was responsible for last week's shooting in Garland that killed two armed attackers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs suspects some terrorists are homegrown while others enter the United States through the southern border.
If you look at the way ISIS advertises, they really do some slick work. When I was in the Middle East back in November, I looked at some of the work they were using that they were using to recruit people, and you could see how it would be effective at recruiting disaffected Americans today. So I suspect we do have some homegrown terrorists that are sympathetic to the message that ISIS has.
The White House press secretary says they have not determined if the two men who were killed after opening fire were in contact with ISIS. A federal law enforcement official says authorities had an open investigation into one of the men. There's buzz around Austin about a nonprofit's announcement it plans to release next month about 800 hours of video taken of state lawmakers and lobbyists in and out of the Capitol. Representative John Rainey of Bryan heard about what the American Phoenix Foundation was doing.
I was warned to be careful what you say to strangers because they could be recording. I heard that they had microphones and cameras that were on their clothing.
Rainey told WTAW's The Infomaniacs he may say things that aren't pleasant to the public, but he tries to catch himself so he sounds decent. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel. Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Good morning. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Intervals of clouds and some sunshine developing today. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll become breezy. High temperatures today near 85. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. The threat of a shower or thunderstorm, 70. Some sun at times tomorrow, breezy. There could be a shower or a storm. Highs near 85. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm, breezy tomorrow night, 70. Intervals of clouds and sun Saturday. Breezy, chance of a shower or storm. Highs close to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwartner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, Scott.
Let's go back to last week. Your Health and Human Services Committee that you chair is looking at a hearing testimony on Senate Bill 577. Now, among other things, what it would do is, as I understand it, it would kind of expand the things that optometrists could do as far as looking at treatment of glaucoma and maybe being able to write scripts. Obviously, people know you're an orthopedic surgeon and you have an optometrist on that or ophthalmologist on your panel. Tell me a little bit about that. What's the genesis of this entire idea?
Sure. Well, I think you just hit on a good point. Optometrists are medical professionals, but they're not medical doctors. They're not physicians. Ophthalmologists are medical physicians with significant amount of training. They go to medical school, then 4 years of training in eye disorders and can do surgery, whereas optometrists just have 4 years of training. The bill was about trying to balance the health and safety of the citizens of Texas versus the expanded abilities of an optometrist based upon their education and training to perform certain types of care, one of which was expanded care of glaucoma, which is a very serious disorder that can lead to blindness. Another part of the bill was expanding their ability to write for controlled substances. So these are issues that we see in the legislature on a fairly routine basis, not just with optometrists, but with other medical professionals that would like to expand the types of care they're able to do under state law.
Well, kind of on the same note, but in a different direction, it looks like steroid testing for high school athletes will end. I thought it was an unusual idea, a lot of expense involved for the number of individuals who were caught. But at this point, has the culture changed in such a short period of time? What's your justification for now ending this steroid testing program after such a short period?
Well, I don't think the program's been shown to be effective. I'm in support of it ending. It hasn't really caught all that many athletes that are abusing or using substance-enhancing items and drugs. And so, you know, it's in a lot of ways wasted dollars.
Charles Schwartner joining us from Austin this morning. Obviously, abortion is and always has been a hot-button issue. More legislative moves in Austin to make it more difficult for those procedures to be paid for. Is that right?
Well, the bill that passed off the Senate floor yesterday, the pro-life measure, was a bill that would put Texas among several states that prohibit health insurance plans from covering abortions. You know, with group policies, you have premiums that are kind of shared amongst a lot of people, and some of those individuals, some of those people are opposed to abortion do not like having to subsidize or pay for it with other members that are part of that group plan.
Let's talk again about possible campus concealed carry. It's a House bill that's come over to the Senate, but there might be an attachment to that. Tell me how you feel about that and how you vote for it.
Well, I'll vote for it, certainly. I was the first co-author of Senator Birdwell's campus carry legislation. I think it's appropriate to protect our Second Amendment rights. And, you know, with licensed, trained adults over 21 years of age, I think both the open carry piece of legislation as well as the campus carry piece of legislation should have my full support, and I certainly would like to see them pass.
Hopefully our listeners know you're part of the conference committee that's trying to settle out a tax bill so we can get a budget set for the state of Texas, which is the one charge that the House and the Senate have before they adjourn. But I found an interesting story this week that the lieutenant governor has kind of put together a group that he says would informally talk about taxes. It includes some senators that are not on the conference committee. Can you explain to me what the lieutenant governor's thoughts are in having somebody that will unofficially talk about the budget?
Sure. Well, I'm on the conference committee for the budget, which writes the budget, and we are hammering out the final pieces of the budget. The tax proposals are not, they affect the budget, but they're not an item that the House has a separate committee called the Ways and Means Committee that does tax legislation. On the Senate side, it also goes through finance. But there are specific proposals on the House side and on the Senate side that have passed their respective chambers but have not passed the other chamber. Therefore, a formal conference committee cannot be appointed. In situations like this, when you have a log jam, there's often an ad hoc committee that is not necessarily appointed but kind of organized to work out those differences to make sure that those pieces of legislation have a way forward. And that's what's occurring now regarding the pieces of tax legislation on both the Senate side and the House side.
All right. Well, the way I'd read the story, I thought it was something that was unusual that does not happen very often.
Sometimes when there are big issues that need to be solved, you get the interested parties together in a room and try to solve them to, again, get momentum, to regain momentum.
One of the initiatives that the governor put forth early on was a pre-K program in Texas, and my understanding is that the Senate may, as early as today, vote on that proposal. Is it something that you're comfortable with? If it is not, then what would it take for you to be comfortable with a pre-K expansion?
Well, this is one of Governor Abbott's top priorities, and I am going to be supportive of this piece of legislation. It has some interesting objectives, trying to refine the curriculum and enhance the kind of the certification and quality of the teachers. But one of the pieces of the legislation is a higher importance of family engagement in the pre-K program. So for those reasons, and because it's limited dollars that are enhancing our current pre-K system or pre-K program, I think it's a reasonable proposal and one I'm supportive of, and I believe it will be on the Senate floor today.
It's making all the news this morning, at least, and it has to do with action that the legislature's taken, where you'll basically be joining with other states when it comes to border security. There are a whole lot of steps that have to be passed before this is implemented, including the approval of the United States Congress. But
right.
Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that's Senator Bob Hall's piece of legislation about a compact for border security and immigration, I believe, it was passed yesterday on the Senate floor. You know, compacts are agreed to obligations of at least two states joining together to formalize how we're going to handle something. And it does require the approval of both states and the U.S. Congress. They're not as rare as people might think. We have one about low-level nuclear waste and with another state in the Northeast. And so these things can occur and often are utilized for very specific concerns that various states might have in common. I was supportive of Senator Hall's bill. Certainly, we've seen an abject failure of our federal government to, in my opinion, properly enforce our sovereignty and our borders.
Charles Werner joining us from Austin this morning. Action has been taken on Hazelwood. Remind our listeners again, because we talked about this, the Hazelwood Act started as something and has now ended up being much more costly than probably you thought it would be. But give me your thoughts on how you voted
right.
on that.
Well, the Hazelwood exemption is a tuition exemption for our veterans, and it was expanded to include not only those veterans but also the children of veterans. And because of various – and those are called the legacy provisions of the Hazelwood Act – but because of some federal rulings recently, court rulings, that could be very, very costly to the tune of even billions of dollars for the state of Texas long term. And so we're looking at the legacy portion of the Hazelwood Act, not those that are actual veterans that have served our country, but those children and dependents of those veterans, and seeing whether or not that program does need to be amended to make it more fair for the – because when you're exempting tuition for one group, children, students are paying for it on the opposite side with higher tuition and fees. And so there are a number of proposals about how to amend the Hazelwood legacy portion of the Hazelwood program to make it to balance it out and make it more fair.
So tell me things of import that are going to happen today, tomorrow, and maybe early next week before we talk.
Well, I'm deeply immersed in the budget, the Article 2 negotiations between myself and on the House side, Representative Sarah Davis. We are about 80% done with Article 2. Today and tomorrow are meetings with the respective chairs of the budget, Chair Nelson and Chair Otto, as well as Representative Davis and myself. And we're putting the final touches on $75 billion out of a $207 billion budget.
Basically, how much time you have blocked out on that today?
Pretty much all day.
Finally today, and I'm asking all our state elected officials who we interviewed, the American Phoenix Foundation says that they have 800 hours of audio and or video with elected officials in Texas, in Austin, lobbyists and other interested parties. Give me your thoughts on that. What's the hall talk in Austin?
Well, you know, it's people do all sorts of things, and these type of groups are utilize various things and sometimes take them out of context to target various legislators. And you know, it's I haven't actually followed the story that well, but we'll see what actually materializes, and as it comes out, I'll be happy to comment on it.
All right. State Senator Charles Schwartner joins us on Thursdays. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. You have a great day, Scott.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
There are some things you can rely on this time of year. The days will get longer, the weather warmer, and Batteries Plus bulbs will have the exact Duracell Ultra motorcycle, lawn and garden, and marine batteries you need to get the season started right. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Right now at Batteries Plus bulbs, save up to $10 on Duracell Ultra lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits remains near a 15-year low, rising by 3,000 in the latest week. The average of new claims over the past month, meanwhile, fell by 4,250. Miller Coors, the U.S. operations of Brewers, Molson Coors Brewing Company, and SAB Miller, reported a 1% fall in quarterly net sales, hurt by lower demand for its Coors Light beer and some of its more expensive beer brands. There's no doubt a college degree will get you more money than no college degree, but your long-term earnings prospects vary widely by what you major in. According to a new report from Georgetown University, students who complete undergraduate degrees in petroleum engineering, for example, earn about $4.8 million through their careers, more than triple the $1.4 million for someone who majored in early childhood education. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open yesterday. The Dow Industrials lost 86 points. The NASDAQ fell 19. And that's Your Money Now.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
You need reliable transportation to make your connection to Houston Intercontinental or Houston Hobby? Well, you can do it yourself, but, you know, that can be stressful, and maybe you've got other things that would be better use of your time than to have to drive. Well, groundshuttle.com can handle that for you. Just a phone call away at 855-303-4415. You've seen their luxury buses around town. You see what you'll be riding in. These luxury shuttles have reclining seats. They have power outlets. Wi-Fi is coming soon. You can catch up on your emails. You can read. You can do what you need to do, and you let the driver handle getting you to the airport. Oh, yeah, on time, reliably, that you can count on. 10 trips a day to Intercontinental, 4 trips a day to Hobby. They'll pick up at Easterwood. They'll also pick up at your home or your office if you make arrangements ahead of time. You can go to their website, book it right there, groundshuttle.com, find out more about it. And remember that they also have charter service available, brand-new Mercedes S350 limos for Houston, so that you can go come and go exactly on your schedule. So, a couple of ways for you to do it. but there's dependable travel for you, and it's just a phone call or a click away at groundshuttle.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Gwen from the city of Bryan, and you guys still have a bunch of stuff going on. I'd say have more stuff, I guess. Even.
Well, it's, you know, it's that time of year.
Absolutely.
It's like it's ongoing all the time. But, you know, this Saturday, May 9th from 10 to 2, we have an annual event not a lot of people are aware of, but it's called Cemetery Cleanup Day. The city owns two cemeteries, but this particular cemetery over at our Bryan City Cemetery on Texas Avenue, we invite people to come out during that time and spruce up the cemetery. You can bring your own hand tools. We provide the topsoil, and it's just a great way to pay your respects and honor those who went before us. A lunch is provided, but we encourage people to bring a covered dish to share at the chapel for lunch at noon. We also have, we used to do Hershey Track and Field.
Yes.
Hershey Track and Field is no longer, but what we're doing is we've started a track meet, and it's going to be May 16th. It's going to be at Merrill Green Stadium. It'll be run pretty much similar as Hershey.
So is this an all-comers meet? Because I remember one of the things with Hershey is you didn't have to have track shoes, and they had a little different event. So instead of the running long jump, it was the standing broad jump. So there's some differences.
Very similar. Very similar. And it's free. And two, it's a great way for kids to come out if they're not really sure if this is something that they want to do, but they're interested in seeing.
Kind of like the starter model. Are.
Yes, exactly. And going into that, we do have our Bryan Thunderbolts Track Club. This is a new program that we have established. It just started last year, and it's really getting momentum
That's
now.
That's really cool.
It is. It's great. Starts just right after school lets out, and it's a great program for kids during the summer. Program fee is $30. It's ages 8 to 18. So it's a wide variety here.
When's it run?
It runs through the summer, and we'll have meets in July. It's 2 to 3 days a week, and the schedule will be determined once we have all our registrations in.
Okay, gotcha.
So we are also working with other coaches through the ISD, Bryan ISD. Some of these kiddos might be able to participate in Games of Texas. Also, we've got swim lessons starting. Registrations are going crazy right now. We've got Camp Hero and Summer Park program going. Registrations all online, bryantx.gov.
Thank you, ma'am, very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, you wouldn't think that losing weight can be very expensive, but it can. No matter if you go to a doctor or go to one of those commercial weight loss programs in the mall, it's going to cost you a small fortune. But how would you like to go on a doctor-designed diet, lose all the weight you want to lose, and all for about one-tenth the price? Well, that's exactly what the Dr. Steelman diet from the Activate company is, and costs less than your first visit to a doctor or a weight loss center. And right now, in the midst of this really bad economy, isn't it nice to know that you can get help losing all the weight you want to lose and save a bunch of money at the same time? All you have to do is call 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411, or you can visit them on the web at activateproducts.com. That's active, the number 8, products.com, or 800-465-4411. It's an age-old question, and one that I've heard since childhood, and I'll bet you have too. So, it's time to tell you the real little-known fact. Now, I don't have to tell you that things were a bit different in this country for the first settlers. The first Europeans who came here had some pretty good ideas of how to live in England, France, Holland, and Spain, and most of that went right out the window when they arrived in America. Well, first of all, this place was full of Native Americans, some of whom were friendly at first, some were not. And that didn't happen in Europe. Second was the weather, much more radical than Europe. After all, you seldom hear of hurricanes and tornadoes in Holland. Heat was something new. Oh, it got warm in Denmark on July 8th, but nothing like the long, oppressively hot summers of the South and the Southwest here in America. No, it was a new world. Even the raw materials they had to work with gave them a challenge. Oftentimes, even skilled craftsmen would nearly be confounded with different types of trees and woods they had to work with here. Let's face it, there's no mesquite in France, so it was a challenge. And one challenge was the cold. They had to protect themselves and their precious livestock from the freezing winters, especially the hard New England winters. Now, the homes were heated, but there was precious little resources to heat the barns where the livestock stayed. They had to find a way to keep the animals warm, especially if they wanted fresh eggs and milk in the morning, and most did. Now, what the farmers discovered with a little experimenting is that they could mix some metal rust scrapings into a mixture of skim milk and get a wonderful paint that would not only decorate an old barn, but the color and mixture of the metallic shavings would really absorb the rays of the sun and significantly warm the barns. And believe it or not, folks, that's the real reason. So no matter what your parents told you or no matter what colorful story you made up for your children, when they asked you, "Mommy, why are all barns red?" It's a little known fact that the barns are red because farmers discovered that red paint made from rust scrapings and skim milk absorbed heat and kept the barns warmer in the winter. That's it. It may not be as good a story as the one you made up. I know my mother had one that was better, but now you know the truth.
Don't look now, but the tales of Apple's new iPhone have leaked out, the so-called 6S. The leak was most likely on purpose. Apple has to do something to offset the lukewarm response to the Apple Watch. You may be asking how the new phone will be different from the current phone. Well, basically, not much. Sure, there'll be a newer and slightly faster processor. The screen may be slightly smaller to lower the price. The phone will be slightly thinner. The camera will likely be slightly improved. And they're trying to make the whole thing slightly more water-resistant. But my big question deals with Apple's fear. How long will the world get all excited and dance around every time Apple slightly updates the iPhone? You might note here the key word today is slightly. Now, I'm not dissing Apple or its products. I'm a big fan. But I have to admit, while I was wearing my Apple Watch this morning, reading the leak story of yet another new and slightly improved iPhone, this time I didn't feel the rush, even slightly. You know what I mean? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's Komando. Massive high-profile security breaches have become so common, it's unusual not to wake up to news about another one. Think you have protection? You'd be shocked how many companies' computers store everything about you, including your banking information. One hack is all it could take for thieves to steal your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. While no one can prevent all identity theft, and nobody can monitor transactions at every business, for as little as $9.99 per month, you can get proactive identity theft protection from LifeLock, an industry leader in identity theft protection. If your personal information ever becomes compromised, a certified LifeLock agent will step in and work on your behalf to help restore your good name. And if you upgrade to their LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you get protection for your bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, exceptional restorative and cosmetic dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski has started work on his 10th city budget. He told WTAW's Infomaniacs it's a continuing goal of everyone on the council to balance priorities.
Is it street improvements? Is it expansions? Is it pools, parks and recreation, senior centers, infrastructure projects, increases to salaries and wages for our staff, and new garbage trucks?
Bayinski is also monitoring proposed state legislation, which includes a bill that would require a supermajority vote to increase local property taxes.
Crazy things go on in other Texas cities, and then we pay the price for it. So, we haven't raised our city tax rate in the 10 years that I've been on the city council. I do advocate local control.
Bayinski says those who don't follow what's going on in Austin do keep tabs on local politicians.
If they're not happy with it, they'll vote you out of office, they'll make a change, and they'll definitely come to your council meetings and tell you about it.
The mayor says additional projects approved by the Bryan Council that were not funded in this year's budget reduces the amount of carryover that could be applied to the budget year that starts October 1st. For the first time in 10 years, the U.S. House and Senate have a unified budget. While it's a non-binding resolution that won't go to the president, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on the WTAW's Infomaniacs says it's an important tool.
We've set the top line spending, and we've set the general outline of how we're going to spend taxpayer money below that in terms of how much goes to defense, how much goes to a Department of Energy or whatever. I mean, I'm thrilled to see the House and the Senate finally do one. I mean, the House has done one for all 5 years that I've been there. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see the Senate get off their rears and do the same thing.
Flores says the resolution can lead to replacing Obamacare with a reform package developed by the Republican Study Committee.
We would look at malpractice and litigation reform, would look at allowing customers to buy insurance across state lines, would have families get treated the same way that companies do when they're buying their health care coverage, would have a feature to allow small groups to form associations so that they get volume buying power when they're buying insurance.
Flores says the resolution calls for a balanced federal budget in 10 years. Blinn College students will no longer have to wait in line and fill out paperwork to get parking permits and pay fines. The Board of Trustees at their last meeting approved an online system that will be used at all four campuses. Director of Strategic Initiatives John O'Neill says this will speed up what has been a manual process of handling more than 60 parking tickets that are written each day on the Bryan campus. Trustees also approved the purchase of parking meters for 150 reserved spaces on the Bryan campus that O'Neill says are for short-term use.
I took this presentation in front of some of the student government folks and talked through it and asked their thoughts and their opinions on that, and they understood the turnover of the spaces as a solution for getting people off campus because they realize people don't stay.
Registration for online parking at Blinn is slated to start in mid-August. Burglaries and stolen tires and rims from parked vehicles continue to make a daily presence on local police reports. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds everyone to be aware of what's happening in their neighborhoods.
Call in, even if you are unsure what it is. Call in immediately, and if we can get to that area and at least identify the person that is in the area, they may be there legitimately, they may not.
McKeithen says the recent burglaries have involved unlocked vehicles. From Austin, a drug maker has asked Texas and other states to return supplies of the company's drugs that could be used for lethal injection. Illinois-based Acorn sent the letter in March to attorney general offices stating it strongly objects the use of its products and capital punishment. Governor Abbott is publicly getting behind a religious objections bill that is moving fast after the U.S. Supreme Court heard historic arguments over gay marriage. Abbott tweeted yesterday that he hopes to receive a Republican-backed measure that would allow clergy members to refuse officiating marriages that violate their beliefs. That Abbott supports the bill isn't surprising, but it marks the first time he has publicly backed one of a number of proposals that opponents consider anti-gay. The Texas House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee voted unanimously to award the Texas Legislative Medal of Honor to the late Chris Kyle. State Representative John Ray of Waxahachie says the resolution praises the American sniper's heroism and dedication.
His service was distinguished by exceptional dedication, and he exhibited extraordinary skill, especially with his sniper rifle.
Upon final approval, Kyle would become the 11th recipient of the medal. An Austin-based nonprofit has announced they'll release around 800 hours of video next month of state lawmakers and lobbyists mixing at the Capitol as well as bars and restaurants. Representative John Rainey of Bryan told WTAW's The Infomaniacs he was warned about the activity.
I don't know that I have anything to hide. Now, I may say something in a way that might not be pleasant to public, maybe, and
right.
I try to couch my words to make them sound decent when I talk, but when I'm just sitting around BSing with the folks in the office, I might say something that's not quite...
I understand the way you would want to say it in public.
That's
but,
right.
The American Phoenix Foundation, according to its Facebook page, recruits and trains select young potential leaders to become independent, truth-seeking journalists. WTAW News Time is 8:40, 74 degrees right now at the studios. This look at news is brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're building a house. You expect experts to give you good advice. That's what you pay for. Well, think about the windows in that new home that you're building. Because if you have windows that are not energy efficient, you're going to pay for that mistake every month for as long as you live in that home. So if you're looking for window advice, give the folks at Intercon a call, 823-3639.
This is what happens when you call Intercon. You get to talk to a person, first of all, who'll set up an appointment so that you can actually have a consultant, an expert on windows, tell you what your options are. Find windows that are energy efficient, put them in that house from day one, and you will be glad that you did that. So get the kind of countertops you want, the kind of carpet you want, the kind of paint that you want, the kind of exterior you want, the kind of landscaping that you want. But understand, the windows can make a difference in your utility bill every month. And when it comes to experts in windows with no high pressure, that's Intercon. So give Intercon a call at 823-3639.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. The Ride of Your Life sales event is going on now. Come test drive the 38-mile-per-gallon Nissan Altima, redesigned inside and out. You can get a new 2.5S Altima for just $18,988 or 0% financing for up to 72 months. Come take the Ride of Your Life today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Two or more at this price. Offer includes $1,000 NMAC captive cash, $1,000 Nissan customer cash, $2,532 Douglas discount, 0% APR with approved credit. Must finance with NMAC. Model code 13115.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I'm looking to mix it up a bit.
How about trying our new smoked Gouda club?
I'm listening.
Roast beef, black forest ham, and oven-roasted turkey breast, toasted with creamy new smoked Gouda cheese spread, plus your favorite veggies, all on Subway freshly baked bread.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway smoked Gouda club won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Good morning. It's 8:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
The weather's a lot quieter across the listening area this morning than it was at this time yesterday. For today, clouds, some sun, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Winds will try to pick up later today, high of 85. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. The threat of a shower or thunderstorm, a low of 70. Occasional sun, breezy tomorrow. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow close to 85. There'll be some sun at times Saturday. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm guessing it was about 6 months ago that the Weather Service, National Weather Service, started making these rain percentages really fluid, which was good. I know where it came from, because rain would be pounding down outside, and it's a chance of rain today is 20% or something like that. So they're trying to be more proactive. They're trying to change the percentages based on the changing weather conditions as the day goes by. But
right.
I mean, this is goofy. They've changed the percentages of rain two or three times this morning already. As it stands now, we're up to a 40% chance of showers today. All right, mainly they'd be after 1 o'clock today, they're telling us. Windy, 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Which is kind of what it was yesterday. And, you know, when there are clouds out there and there's a breeze like that, it's pretty all right. It's not bad at all. Lows will be 73. Now, we're saying a 20% chance of rain tonight, then 30% on Friday and Friday night and Saturday and Saturday night, 50% on Sunday and Monday, and a 60% on Sunday night. So that's where the numbers are. But remember, they're always subject to change. So
just, within the hour.
Yeah, 8:45. Okay, I'm shocked. I'm crestfallen. I'm almost speechless.
No,
almost, yeah, okay. A Defense Department audit has found that a number of Pentagon employees used government credit cards to gamble and pay for adult entertainment.
No!
Yeah, findings that are expected to lead to department officials issuing stern new warnings. Ooh, we're shaking in our combat boots. The audit of government travel charge transactions by the Department of Defense Inspector General, which has got to be an amazing job. Can you imagine being the IG for the Defense Department? Those are the people who find the toilet seats and the hammers, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, and it will be made public in coming weeks. So this is the leading salvo on that, so to speak. Found that both civilian and military employees used the credit cards at casinos and for escort services in both Las Vegas and Atlantic City. A Pentagon official who had been briefed on the findings stressed the federal government did not necessarily pay the charges. Holders of the cards pay their own bills and then they submit receipts to be reimbursed for expenses related to their government business. Now, if it says one thing on the credit card charge and it says something else on the reimbursement statement, does anybody check that to see if that's correct and accurate? Hello?
But did the government get to keep the winnings?
Yeah, really?
That's a great question.
Excellent point. I'd like to know that. So they may not have had to pay for these. The official says that employees may have used the cards for gambling and escort services in order to shield the charges from their spouses. Because the view of an audit of the credit card system, and not the investigation of the particular officials, you see, the individuals, the official said that the likely result will be that the agencies and military branches most affected will be compelled to remind the employees that that practice violates policy. I'm thinking if we did that here at the radio station,
we'd be gainfully unemployed.
Yeah. We're not going, Mr. Downs would not be calling us to remind us that the practice violates policy. Pentagon spokesperson acknowledged the existence of the audit, but said she is not authorized to speak about that. Okay. The abuses come despite a law proposed by Chuck Grassley in 2012 that called the Government Charge Card Abuse Prevention Act. The act required federal agencies to beef up oversight of purchases of government-issued credit cards. Yeah, right, sure, Senator. Thanks a lot.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Now, and late last year, auditors reported to Congress that the problem persists despite the efforts to rein it in. For example, the Department of Labor's Inspector General, not Defense now, this is Labor, recently found that Job Corps employees charged nearly $100,000 to the government for haircuts, clothing, and personal cell phone service. Department of Homeland Security found the Coast Guard employees charged more than $12,000 at a California coffee shop.
12 grand for coffee?
Well, they were there a while. Three employees were fired and two resigned last year after the Bureau of Land Management charged $800,000 worth of gift cards. $800,000. Yeah.
It's absurd.
Our government.
That's crazy.
It is. So now, Maya, it says here that Mayweather and Pacquiao may fight again next year.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
When he has a good arm.
Oh, okay. Got the shoulder and the
rotator cuff surgery.
Yeah, and the lawsuit's been settled. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Now, have you heard about Steve Carruthers, 24-year-old guy?
Nope.
Okay. Got to watch the fight ringside.
Because
after sneaking his way into the VIP area simply by following a disguised Leonardo DiCaprio while pretending to be part of his entourage.
Oh.
Wait, there's more. Got to mingle with folks like Paris Hilton, Donald Trump, Christian Bale, Michael Keaton.
And no one asked?
Nope. And he then made his way to the journalist area outside of Mayweather and Pacquiao's dressing room. There, things didn't go so smoothly. Security confronted him. But get this. Mayweather himself steps in, defends the guy, says, come on with me. I mean,
I'm telling you, if you act like you know what you're doing, people believe you.
Yep.
What a story, though.
Wow.
I mean, for the fighter to actually come out there and
do that takes some guts.
Yeah, that's it. It's and again, maybe he'll get some sort of a show out of this. You know, we'll see. If he does, Steve Carruthers is his name.
Okay.
You heard about it first here. All right. Now, this is sometime today. Parents may want to go look at this. You think your child knows stranger danger? Well, think again. A guy named Joe Salads is best known for recording pranks on YouTube. However, he decided to use his online fame for something that was more than just fun and games. Armed with a puppy, Joey asked unsuspecting parents if their kids would leave a play area with a stranger. The parents overwhelmingly responded their kids were too smart for that. When asked if he could attempt to lure the kids away, parents were hesitant, but curious enough to see what would happen. Obviously, some said no, but these results are the ones who said yes. So with the puppy, he was easily able to earn the children's trust, just as any child predator might, and walk away with the kiddo from his parents while they were holding hands.
Wow!
Joey was not sure what to expect with the experiment, was completely surprised with the results. And the parents, they were shocked. So it's out there. Joey Salads, S-A-L-A-D-S. Might go see that. See what's going on.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, well, see, and again, that's yeah. Because
my little bundle of sunshine wouldn't do that either.
Criminals take
that's what they all thought.
That's right. Criminals take the time to look through this. This is their deal. This is what they do. And so,
I grew up watching Law and Order SVU.
There you go.
Better.
All right.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts, and you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Family Medicine at South College Station has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4460. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Business owners, Suddenlink, Chad Cowan in person, but Suddenlink, the company, has great news for you because Suddenlink has 50 meg as the new minimum speed for you on the internet, and they have download speeds up to 150 meg. Get the fastest internet any place in Bryan College Station from Suddenlink and from Suddenlink only. So call Chad Cowan, 595-2413. Let him provide you with a business solution that is perfect for your business at the right price. Or you can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com to get more information. Because now you can complete downloads and uploads of file transfers in seconds. You don't have to worry about how big it is. And also, you've got so many bandwidth-intensive multimedia business applications out there. Don't have to worry about that because of the speed that you have. Again, the minimum speed for Suddenlink is 15 megs. That's 16 times faster than the 3 meg that you get from DSL. So there's no reason for you to be limping along at what DSL provides when you can get that. And again, with download speeds up to 150 meg. Contact information, again, that's Chad Cowan at 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
Our community values tradition like few others, and for almost 40 years, University Pediatric Association has maintained a tradition of excellence in specialized pediatric care for the families of the Brazos Valley. Your parents trusted UPA to care for their children, and you can trust UPA to care for yours because we work only for our families, not a hospital or a healthcare system. For more information, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. 4 months into, 5 months into 2015, your goal to lose weight, how's that going for you? Okay. If you're doing, if you're still doing it, you're better than 95% of the people who make the resolutions. Anyway, in the fifth month of the year, if you're finding it tough to stay on your healthy eating plan, start by dumping these supposedly healthy foods. Nutritionists say they are deceiving. Granola.
Oh, loaded with sugar.
Sure. People
tons.
Think it's healthy because it's got all that grain-type stuff in it, but there's, you know, butter and fat and all that. Smoothies or juice.
Mm-hmm.
When you juice fruit, you strip out all the fiber. Because, you know, that then what that does is it causes you to have a rapid spike in your blood sugar and your insulin levels. So juicing multiple fruits at once is definitely too much sugar from the fructose. The bottom line is just don't drink your calories. Flavored yogurt. Ooh, I really like that too. It's a culprit, though, because of the added sugar. Some have nearly as much sugar as ice cream, but plain yogurt, use that, and then you could put fresh fruit in there if you wanted to. But then you got to mix it up.
And the one that it takes a little work.
Yeah, the one I got now is vanilla coconut. It's awesome. So yeah, it really is. Okay, chicken cooked in restaurants. Chicken dishes in restaurants could possibly be loaded with calories from being cooked in the large amounts of butter and oil. Ooh, by the way, I have a story here in just a minute. Okay, for instance, of course, if you eat anything, it says here, the Cheesecake Factory's healthy sounding lemon herb chicken. There's nothing healthy up there. There's just not. I'm sorry. It's the Cheesecake Factory. It's about 1,250 calories.
Wow.
Vitamin water. Most vitamin water flavors, upwards of 31 grams of sugar. That's like 8 teaspoons of sugar. So, just saying.
Yeah, just look at, I mean, you don't have to be a super.
Wait. Okay, excuse me, go ahead.
I only caught the tail end of the bit, but Reber, Chelsea is using a company credit card to buy porn.
What?
Is that what I was hearing?
Oh my gosh, people know me around here. Don't go around spreading those lies.
As we say when the microphone's off, just a minute. We're professional talkers. They're amateur listeners, okay? You draw your own conclusion. Yeah.
I see.
What? Jeez.
So that wasn't you.
What Kevin, I have to
which
deal
one was
with.
It?
It was government employees.
Oh, government employees.
Government employees.
Not Chelsea Reber.
I was confused.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
Ever since I walked past Mel down in the Maverick 102.9 station,
right.
And saw what she was looking at on her computer.
Yeah, see. All right, so now you're back from Austin.
Yeah.
Now,
drove into the belly of the beast and out.
Did you wear a button that said, I'm from the Phoenix Foundation, just to see how that worked out?
That bothers me.
Yeah, that scares a lot of people, I'm thinking.
I just, because, you know, I don't expect our representatives to talk to me like they talk to some,
no.
like they're actually talking to somebody
Hey, they share
else,
jokes
you know?
Just like everybody else.
Yeah, I know. Well.
Just saying.
Oh, well.
Like Reber and porn.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, with a company card.
Yeah. All right. So why were you over there? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I was I was testifying to one of Dr. Schwertner's committees.
Oh, were you?
But he wasn't there. He had other business
other
to attend
to.
So I was there with strangers.
Oh, okay.
But, well, I have to tell you. Okay, it was.
All right, quick. Yeah.
How much time do
I
have?
You got a minute. Yeah,
okay. Is the Senate Finance Committee.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before me, there was some kind of tax abatement or something for eggs.
Okay.
The guy was from East Texas, mm-hmm. So it was ags.
Okay.
Ags.
Got ags.
Uh-huh. And the rest of the panel, the rest of the committee of senators started getting tickled and giggling. And they said, what kind of farm product was this again? I said, ags.
Eggs.
Eggs.
No, you mean like eggs? Yeah. And so then the next question became, they said, we're going to vote on this, but before, are there any questions? And one of the other senators said, which came first, do you think, the chicken or the ag?
Did the chicken farmer have on a clip-on tie? I'm just asking.
No, he was a nice guy. He just had an accent. And so when it was my turn to testify, I ended up by saying, I'll be happy to take any questions. And, Senator, I believe it's commonly accepted that it was the egg that came first.
Are you ready for the ride of your life? Hi, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. We're taking $3,000 off all remaining new 2014 Nissan Sentras, or get $2,000 off plus 0% financing for up to 72 months. Get yours today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
10 to choose from. Offer includes $1,000 Nissan customer cash, $5,000 NMAC captive cash, $1,500 Douglas discount, $2,000 off MSRP includes $500 NMAC captive cash and $1,500 Douglas discount, and 0% APR with approved credit. Must finance with NMAC. Model codes 12114, 12214. 412314.
Oh, by the way, we were talking about healthy eating. The last rule that we didn't get to was stay away from TGI Fridays. No, I'm kidding. look, they have six. Yes, they have.
Did.
That's right. They have six new wing flavors, including bacon wrapped cheese stuffed jalapeno. I mean, but nothing. It doesn't sound healthy. You know it doesn't. So what can I say? All right, it's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.